I eat poop soup.
And it's good?
Yeah. I farted.
You farted?
Yeah.
You didn't poo though, right?
Why? That's mine.
That's your mic?
Yeah. That's my microphone.
How much did it cost?
Alice.
How much was it?
Alice.
Was it expensive?
Yeah.
How many bucks?
I pooed my diaper.
You pooed your diaper?
Yeah.
Just now?
Yeah.
You sure?
Just one thought for long enough to know why my mind is moving so fast and the conversation is slow. Burn off all the fog and let the sun shine to the snow. Let me see your face again before I have.
Test, test, test. Okay. Here's your microphone, Allie.
Thanks.
All right.
Test, so, test.
Test, test. Now, test. You brought me this book this morning, right? You wanted me to read this book.
Yeah.
Love You Forever, written by Robert Munsch.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, Allie, this book, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful. This book is not meant for you. This
Why?
Was written for the mommies
Why?
Of the world who are idiots.
Why?
Seriously. Here, let's read it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A mother held her new baby and very, very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I love you forever. I like you. Okay, forget that page. Okay, now we're getting into the meat of this story. The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew till he was 2 years old. And he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books around, blah, 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 and made his mom crazy, right? Okay, this is where the story gets crazy. You following me? Okay? You down with this story? All right. Okay. But after the kid runs around all day, is all crazy, does stuff like you do, messes up the house. But at nighttime, when that two-year-old is quiet, she opened the door, the mom opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she sang, I love you forever, la 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 la. So she's sneaking in when her kid's asleep, right? Because the kid's crazy. So she can only hang out when he's asleep. That kind of makes sense. I understand that much, right? Right. But then, as the book goes on, he grows up. He's 9 years old. And she's still sneaking into his room when he's asleep and holding him in her arms and rocking him back and forth. Do you think he's too old for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 years old. Far too old. That's ridiculous. Next one, he's a teenager, rocking out. Check him out, rocking out here. This crazy Hawaiian shirt and stuff. Yeah. Use your mic. Use your mic. But this book came out in 1986, so, you know, it's cool that he looks like Huey Lewis. But still, the mom sneaks in after he's asleep, crawls across the floor, picks this kid up, and, like, sings to him while he's asleep. So then, that teenager grew. He grew, he grew, he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. His house across town? He wanted to get away from his crazy domineering mother. You got it under your zipper? Mm-hmm. There you go. His crazy domineering mother, who's all ridiculous and rocking him while he's sleeping. He moved to another friggin' country here. He wants to get away from this lady. Stuck.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
None of this across town stuff. But, okay, we'll say across town. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town.
Mm-hmm.
And if all the lights... Okay, mm-hmm. You following this? This is crazy. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and sang to him. And there's look at this picture. See this old lady with her grown son in her lap? Yeah, what is that all about? That's stalking at this point. I don't care if it is your kid. That's breaking and entering. That's insane.
Why?
So then in the next one, the dad's grown up and he's cooking mushrooms. Remember those?
They're more mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms. So she calls him up and says, "You better come see me because I'm very old and sick." So her son came to see her, blah, blah, blah. She starts to sing, but she can't finish the song because she's too old and sick. Yeah, test. So he rocks her back and forth now, and he sings the song to this withered old weirdo who's had him shoved halfway up her vagina for his whole life, never letting him escape. Then he gets to the top of the stairs and stands there for a long time, then goes into the room where is his baby, and he sings to the baby. No kid wants to read this story. This is not for kids. It's for the mom. It's so that they can feel all, oh, the family cycle. Oh, it's so meaningful. I'm just saying that's a bullshit book. That's all.
I test.
Yep. You got anything else to say? Mm-hmm. Hey, Allie, who's that? Say it into the mic. Mm-hmm. Say it again.
She's a girl.
And what are they holding?
Barley juice, microphone.
Right, barley juice and microphone. Excellent. Sure. Thanks. Solo shit, I say.